Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, if you're traveling to or you live in Shorewood, make sure you have a mask. We're going to tell you what the new ordinance in that city is all about and what you need to know on the go.
And we are live from the Kessler's Diamond Center studios. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Thanks for listening to The Mix.
Yeah, and what you need to know as you're running out the door quickly here, the city of Shorewood just passed a mask mandate. Happened at midnight last night, and they did it virtually. Mandate says anyone over the age of 4 must wear a mask. You got to wear it indoors in public spaces, except if you're eating or drinking at a restaurant or a bar. Now, the mandate start date will be decided today. So it doesn't start today, but they're going to decide on when to start it a little bit later on today. But it looks like it will be in effect until January 20th, 2021. So they do have an end date, just don't have a start date just yet.
I feel like more places are going to follow what other cities are doing. Mark Baden from WIS and 12 News, he tweeted out something really interesting that I thought made a lot of sense. I mean, there's a lot of people that get frustrated with masks and perhaps, you know, don't want to wear them. And he said, he's like, look, there's other places that will say no shoes, no shirt, no service. And you say, okay, no problem. There's traffic laws, like wear a seatbelt because it keeps you safe on the road or you get a ticket. Okay, no problem. OSHA has certain rules. You've got to wear safety goggles. No problem. There's medical professionals that are saying wear masks to help keep you and yourself and other people safe. But there's people with issues with that. I don't understand. Why don't you want to keep people safe? I mean,
you throw it on in an indoor area, you go home,
and there's
you
so many cute masks you can get now.
I'll listen
Did
to you
see
right
the ones at Metro Market? They had a whole bin. I bought 4 different masks.
And why?
So they can match different outfits. Okay, hello.
Got to match everything. And because of the pandemic, another fun summer event has been affected. The Donald Driver Charity Softball Game has been postponed. Not canceled, but postponed. It was supposed to happen at the end of the month, July 26th. Organizers are saying they will announce a new date in the future. And this year's game was supposed to mark the 10th anniversary of the Packers Super Bowl win back in 2011. That's the 2010 season. That's why they're marking 10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
And we haven't been back. Ooh.
So they're going to find some safe time to hold. Hey, the Bears haven't been there in forever, so don't worry about it. I'm right there with you. Don't even go there. And there might be yet another use for Miller Park and Fiserv Forum besides sports and concerts, because the new head of Milwaukee's Election Commission said she's in talks with the Brewers and Bucks to host early voting sites at the Fiserv Forum and Miller Park. You know, you get your ballot. Personnel would send you to, like, the Yount lot or the Euchre lot. That way, it'll try and avoid long waits, and that's what they're hoping to do with this.
That sounds like a smart idea. That's a large space where they could really space everybody out.
Although the Euchre lot, I mean, you'd be driving all the way to, like, Waukesha because he's in the Euchre seats. Ah, must be in the front row.
Get up, get out of here, gone.
That's what you need to know on the go from The Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.